Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Persuni li jaħdmu kontra l-faqar fejn jidħol l-ikel jgħidu li l-popolazzjonijiet globali jridu jonqsu biex il-bnedmin tad-dinja jkollhom aċċess ċert għall-ikel. Bħalissa fid-dinja jinsabu iktar minn 820 miljun persuna li m'għandhomx biżejjed x'jieklu, b'rati l-iktar għolja jinsabu fl-Afrika, l-Amerika Latina u l-Asja tal-Punent. Il-riċerkaturi f'dan il-qasam qegħdin iħeġġu bisħieħ lil dawk inkarigati mill-policies tal-pajjiżi biex jassistu fejn titħol iż-żieda fil-popolazzjoni u biex jippreparaw għall-konsegwenzi tal-bidla fil-klima biex jaġixxu fil-konfront tal-inċertezza tal-ikel. Dawk inkarigati mill-formazzjoni tal-policies tal-pajjiż jinsabu taħt pressjoni biex jirrevedu l-istrateġiji tagħhom biex jaċċertaw li l-miljuni ta' nies madwar id-dinja jkollhom aċċess suffiċjenti għall-ikel. Fil-waqt li miljuni madwar id-dinja jibatu mill-ġuħ, bosta oħra m'għandhomx biżejjed. Jidher li l-ġuħ qiegħed ikompli jiżdied u l-effetti diżastrużi tal-bidla fit-temp globali qegħdin iżidu ma' din il-problema. Michael Bayliss minn Sustainable Population Australia jgħid li l-bidla fil-klima qiegħda taffettwa mhux biss il-kwantità ta' ikel aċċessibbli iżda wkoll il-kwalità.
There's just going to be an ongoing challenge to feed an increasing growing population with less reliable soil and growing conditions. Soils become more exploited, the quality of the topsoil becomes depleted of essential nutrients that follows through into the quality of the food and fruit and vegetables themselves. They just contain less nutrients.
Ir-ritmu ta' temp estrem u spontanju ikkawżat mill-bidla fil-klima diġa qiegħed jagħmel ħsara fil-produzzjoni ta' ikel bnin għall-bniedem madwar id-dinja. Megan Williams hija konsulent għoli ta' World Vision Australia u tgħid li partijiet fir-reġjun tan-nofsinhar tal-Afrika jinsabu partikolarment affettwati.
And we're already seeing the impact that climate change is having on food security around the world. And over recent years we've seen recurrent droughts, floods and cyclones impact this region and these countries in various ways. But this has led to an growth in hunger and really significantly impacted livelihoods across the region.
Fid-dinja jinsabu madwar 9 miljun persuna diġa affettwati u fil-bżonn ta' assistenza umanitarja u Megan Williams tgħid li fil-waqt li dawn ir-reġjuni qegħdin joqorbu lejn l-istaġuni jinqas produttivi tagħhom, dan in-numru probabbli se jkompli jikber. Fil-waqt li World Vision tipprovdi assistenza immedjata u meħtieġa, Williams tgħid li huwa kruċjali li l-komunitajiet jikbru fis-saħħa u l-indipendenza tagħhom.
We do a lot of work helping communities to manage their natural resources, to protect their environments. And doing that helps improve soil health, it helps reduce soil erosion, it can improve crop productivity and it also helps sequester carbon.
Intant tkabbir fil-popolazzjoni jfisser riskju ieħor fejn titħol is-sigurtà fl-ikel. Michael Bayliss minn Sustainable Population Australia jgħid li tnaqqis fir-ritmu ta' żieda fil-popolazzjoni huwa vitali biex ikun aċċertat li l-ikel jiġi distribwit madwar id-dinja kif suppost. Sustainable Population Australia qiegħda tappella għal żieda fl-assistenza barranija partikolarment fejn jidħol l-ippjanar tal-familja.
On a global level, it's about empowering women and girls essentially. So research has found that once women and girls are empowered, have access to family planning of their choice and have autonomy to decide the size of their families, across the board fertility rate goes down.
Megan Williams taqbel madan u tajt.
Empowering girls empowers communities and helps to address some of these challenges and gives women and girls a greater sense of agency over their own future choices.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din. Isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.